Welcome back to Inside College Admissions, a podcast presented by SCORE. I'm Elena, and today we're going to be talking about Apply with SCORE and the ins and outs, what it means, and how you can get started on your application today. And we have a very special guest who is my friend and also someone who works at SCORE, Shahom.
Hey, Elena. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm so glad you think of me as a friend.
You are my friend. For anyone who actually listens to the podcast regularly, Shahom was on our What I Wish I Knew Before College episode and series. So if you're looking for college advice, Shahom shared some of my favorite involved shower shoes. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, I think you're giving me a lot more credit than I deserve, you know, but I appreciate you teeing it up so nicely.
So before we get into what it means to apply with SCORE, you know, how to really get started for students, can you tell us a little bit about what you do here at SCORE?
Sure. So my official title here, secondary to Elena's friend, is a product manager. So what I do is I sort of, you know, sit at the middle of a lot of what we do here at SCORE, where I will take a lot of feedback and market information from our marketing and customer success folks, our support folks, use that and combine it with my own research alongside our designers and turn that into just the ideas and plans for what we tackle next. It's a really rewarding role. It's something that I enjoy a lot. Have been doing it here at SCORE for about over four years now, and have worked on a lot of cool different areas. And most recently, that journey has brought me to work on Apply for the past year or so.
Yeah, I know that you've been so deep into Apply and making it such a great experience for students. So I feel like you're the expert on the topic for today.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I guess we'll find out in the next few minutes, right?
So, okay, just to start, give us the basics. What does it mean to apply with SCORE?
Sure. So Apply with SCORE is a way for students to apply to specific colleges directly on SCORE, which many students are already using to discover colleges and build a list of schools that they're interested in applying to. The great thing is that students don't have to already be using SCORE with their school or on their own to apply with SCORE. It's open to all students. And there are some differences, which maybe we'll get into later, but it really is open to all students. It's similar to a lot of the other app methods out there in that you're required to provide some information to a college, which includes writing out essays. And unfortunately for students, we have not been able to have an application without essays. But yeah, there are some key differences between applying with SCORE and some of the other app methods that are out there. The first thing that I'll note is that applying with SCORE, there are actually two parts to the application. The first part, which we very cleverly called part one, is hosted in SCORE. And you laugh, but it took some time to come up with that name, part one. But that's actually hosted on SCORE, and it consists of a bunch of forms that may be common across a lot of colleges that use Apply with SCORE. The second part, which, Elena, can you guess the name of this part?
I mean, I got something that came to mind. I don't know if it's right. Is it part two?
Yeah, that's amazing. You get us. So yeah, so part two. The second part of the application, called part two. So once you complete part one and you actually submit that piece of the application, you then have access to part two. And you can't at that point change any of the information for that application on part one, but you make the jump to basically what amounts to a college's like specific supplement and can work on that part of the application and submit that piece. So that's probably the biggest distinction and what makes us a little bit different. But I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that one of the really cool things about Apply with SCORE is that as soon as you sign up for an account and start using SCORE, you're working towards building that application. So once you start building out like your student profile on SCORE, start saving colleges, all of these things contribute to the application, whether it's pre-populating fields or building a list of schools you can potentially apply to. So that's one of the really cool features about Apply with SCORE. And And I will say it's nice, you know, if you apply to a lot of schools with Apply with Score, it sort of serves as a one-stop shop where once you submit those applications after working on them, you can come back and access those applicant portals directly from Score. So it really serves as sort of like a central hub for all the application activity that you conducted through Score.
That's awesome. Okay, there's two things that I want to point out. One is that I feel like it's so convenient to enter your information once, like when you create your score account, and already have that be part of your application once you decide to apply to colleges. Like that just saves so much time. And I love that that's the big chunk of part one for applying with Score.
Yeah, that's I think huge, right? There's a lot of information to provide, right, when you're applying to college, and there's a lot to write and fill out. So as much as we can do to make that easier on students, we try to do so.
For sure. And the second thing that I really like is that it's all in one place. Like when I was applying to college, which was not that long ago, I had an Excel sheet with the colleges that I liked and everything like that, and then had to apply elsewhere. But having it all built into the My Colleges list and then being able to access different applications right from the list that you've had since freshman year is super convenient.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we're excited about how Apply with Score is evolving, and I mean, where we started from, but like just the fact that it can really be this integrated experience that can start as early as freshman year and sort of comes with you, evolves with you. We're really excited about what we're building, and you know, it's only year two. So yeah, I probably should have mentioned that. This is the second year of Apply with Score. So, you know, we're excited to see where it goes from here, but I think we already have something that's cool and different.
For sure. And I'm sure that something that students will be wondering is what colleges can you apply to with Score?
Sure. Yeah. So there are about 140 schools that students can apply to. And what's common amongst them is that they are all members of the Coalition for College, and they've all agreed to participate and apply with SCORE. So, the Coalition for College, they're a group of colleges that are all really committed to improving access to higher education. They sort of have a, I guess, their credo, you know, their mission. There are really three parts to it. The first has to do with, you know, improving access for students of all backgrounds to higher education, affordability. So not only the cost of college, the sticker price, if you will, but also the debt that students take on and end up graduating with, making sure that students can maintain low debt levels. And then also just success once you get to college. So not just getting in and paying for it, but how you do once you're there. So making sure students at these schools graduate on time. So you know, the coalition, you know, these are sort of these are key parts of their mission. And membership in the coalition means that you meet their standards on all of those three criteria. So really the alignment in mission between coalition and SCORE and SCORE's vision of, you know, improving access to higher education, and really allowing students to use their talents and what they do best to guide where they go to college, you know, the mission alignment is just so great between the two organizations that it really is just a natural fit. So that's why we partner with the Coalition for College.
That's amazing. I feel like that says a lot about the colleges that they're so dedicated to improving access and especially making sure that students graduate with as little debt as possible. That's something that's so scary going into college. So I think it says a lot. And for students who maybe haven't heard of Coalition or they don't know what schools are members, you can always go on Coalition's website or Scores and see what those colleges are. They range from public to private schools all across the US, UConn, University of Florida, Harvard, Columbia, Syracuse, you name it, it might be a coalition college. So definitely there's a wide range of colleges that you can apply to with Score.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as a student, you know, especially as a senior, you're thinking of applying to colleges and trying to figure out what the best method is to apply with, what are some of the benefits of applying to college with SCORE? Like, why would you choose applying with SCORE?
Yeah, it's a really great question because there are a lot of different avenues out there. I think the first thing that I'll probably touch on, so related to what we were talking about earlier with the coalition sort of commitment to affordability in higher mm-hmm. education. This application, Apply with SCORE, it gives you a lot of different ways to get a fee waiver for your application. You know, so besides just paying for actual college once you get there, there's a fee to apply to these schools. And if you're applying to, you know, a good number of schools, those fees start to add up. So there's a lot of different ways to earn a fee waiver through the coalition experience, which immediately I think is just a great reason to check it out. I also think I alluded to this earlier. So there are some differences between, you know, in the experience for students whose schools use SCORE versus students whose schools don't use SCORE. Mm-hmm. And for those who do, it can really serve as like a one-stop shop for everything related to like college search and discovery, application, even sending documents to the college after you apply. Mm-hmm. So to have that all in one centralized space, right? You add in your preferences, what you're interested for in a college, you're presented with some good matches, you see that you can apply to them directly on this platform that you've already entered some information into and can pre-populate your apps. And then once mm-hmm. you do, it automatically notifies your counselor that some documents can be sent to that school in support of your application. It's really cool. It's really powerful to have that all in one place. And even if your school isn't using SCORE, you can still sign up for an account for free and use it to search for colleges and build your list and apply. That all still exists. So I think just having all that functionality in one place is really cool. And there's so many resources out there, right? Like there's so much flying around when it comes to the whole college admission space that I think whatever you can do to sort of consolidate and save yourself time and energy is really useful. I guess maybe a few other benefits. So there's no cap on the number of colleges you can apply to via SCORE. You could apply to every college that uses Apply with SCORE if you really wanted to. and if you did decide to do that, you know, that might sound like a lot of work, but the great thing is that we have a lot of these built-in accelerators throughout the application experience. So you're not writing the same information over and over. So, wow. So some of the sections of the app are just synced across all of the apps that you can submit. Some other sections can be imported from another app. So you don't have to feel like you're rewriting the same information about your activities and experiences over and over. So those two sort of, you know, complement each other pretty nicely.
That's a game changer, the no cap on the number of colleges and the fact that that information can carry over, or you can edit it before you submit it if you want, per each college, if you wanted to do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's great. So you can pull in, you know, sort of like a template or a baseline of information. But, you know, if you want to make some slight adjustments because you want to tailor your application to that college, which is always a great thing to do, you're more than welcome to do that. So I feel like we've you know, made it a point to try to build a flexible tool, something that can work for everybody. So, you know, like I mentioned, we're in year two. So we took a lot of the feedback from year one to try to get to that point. And I think we're really excited what students will be able to use this year.
I'm really excited too. So I know that you and the whole team have been working really hard on making sure that feedback is part of year two. So can you tell us like some of the exciting changes that were made to apply since last year?
Yeah, of course. You know, there's a lot, and I could probably go on for a very long time. I'm excited about these changes, but I will limit myself to, let's say three. I'll limit myself to three. You know, I think probably the most notable change is that students will be working on one application at a time. So last year, students, they had one, what we called an application profile, which they mm-hmm. completed. And that sort of served as that template, that part one that we talked about earlier, that was then sent out to all schools. But some of the feedback that we got was that it was sometimes confusing which sections were being sent to some schools versus others. And the goal behind why we did that in the first place was to make it convenient so that you only have to provide that information once. So now in year two, we thought to ourselves, like, okay, how can we still preserve that convenience of only providing the information once, but also make it super clear what information will be sent to a specific college, what you need to work on, things like that. So this is sort of where we arrive, where you have individual applications, but there are all these accelerators throughout that bring in information from other apps or if you want to. I think that's probably the biggest change, that we've moved to this sort of like one app per college model. I also, you know, we discussed earlier sort of the two parts of the app, right? And that has actually been something that's been around since year one. But again, one of the friction points, I'll call it, that we found in year one is that students were what we called making the jump from the application profile into the supplement before they were really ready, because they were eager to see, like, what's waiting for me in the supplement? Like, what are those essay questions? Like, and rightfully so. But because of the nature of our application, when they make that jump, it's sort of an irreversible action and they couldn't go back and make edits to things on the score side. So what we've done in year two is really just try to create more guidance around that two-step nature. So we're really explicit. That's sort of what brought on this name change of part one and part two, making it very clear that there are two parts. And then throughout the application, you'll see guidance. Some things that come to mind just right away, we've added in some very explicit like review steps. So almost like a checkout where we can say, like, you know, review this information before it's submitted. You won't be able to edit it. We've cleaned up the language on that page as well. Whereas last year, a lot of language was sort of like continue application. And now we've made it much more like submit part one, move to part two. So we really just want to make things clear for students about how it worked and be as literal as possible. And getting to the heart of why students were making that jump. They wanted to see what was on the supplement. So with that in mind, we've created more opportunities for colleges to actually highlight those things throughout the application experience. So as you're working through the app, for example, once you get to the essay section, you might see a note from a college, if they provided this information, telling you what supplemental essays they'll have in their supplement, so you can pick a different coalition essay prompt and not have, you know, not provide too much similar information. Or if a school you're applying to is test optional, we've given colleges the opportunity to provide notes about their test optional policy, so you can determine whether or not you should be applying or which way you should be applying. So we've tried to create some more touch points between college and student within the application process, really make it, you know, a little bit more intimate, a little bit more personal, and just create even more tailored guidance for the students. And the last thing, I promise, would be that for the students whose schools don't use SCORE, we're making it easier to request documents and recommendations in support of the application. So we've created sort of a dedicated place to be able to manage these requests. So you can see everything that you've requested, which didn't exist last year. And last year was also tied to the application itself. And we've sort of removed that tie. We've made it a separate action. So you can work on your application in one space and then go to the other space and sort of manage, like, okay, I need to add my counselor so that they can start uploading documents for me. That's in one spot. And it's not tied to like submitting part one of the application or anything like that. It can be done agnostic of that. The same with recommendations. You can, you know, as soon as you have a school on your list that's eligible for apply and you start that application, you can start sending recommendation requests for that college. So, you know, really, I guess to sum it up, you know, we took a lot of that feedback to heart, a lot of not just what was told to us through either social media or just directly through like customers reaching out, but also what we noticed in our own, you know, user research, our own analytics about usage and what pitfalls, you know, we were seeing the most in the application experience and really trying to improve things for year two.
Yeah. Honestly, kudos to you all, because applying to college, you can try to make it as least stressful as possible, but at times it does get stressful. And there's so much information. So I love the added in guidance and steps, because I know, again, when I was applying to college, my eyes went into like blur mode and I just scanned over any warning message. I was just like, yeah. Let's keep this thing going. So I'm glad to hear that there are those messages now and that guidance so that students don't do what I did and, you know, kind of skip past important information.
Yeah. You know, hey, it happens. Yeah. You know, I appreciate you saying that. And, you know, we'll definitely pass on the kudos to the rest of the team. But like, it really was a team effort across SCORE. You know, I think like so many people were so involved in making this second year of Apply better than the first. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think so many people had a hand in this that like, it really was cool to see that just from like, you know, the company side of things. But also I think one of the things that's amazing is really, you know, how we do work with students, counselors, college administrators, just to really, you know, take that feedback to heart and build something better. Like, I think that's what's so cool, that like, it's not just the folks working at SCORE who are like invested in making this better. It's like this whole ecosystem, and we can work with them and like exchange emails, have calls, you know, whatever, and like, you know, get their feedback, incorporate that. And then, you know, getting an email from them back, be like, oh, this is amazing. Can't believe that got like handled so quickly or things like that. It's so cool to see that. So I guess what I'm saying to anyone listening, please keep the feedback coming. Like, you know, it's no matter how you use SCORE, if you're a student, counselor, whatever, like, you know, if really keep sending us feedback, we appreciate it. You know, we want to make this, you know, the college admissions process as frictionless as possible, you know, and mitigate those pitfalls. So whatever you find, just let us know. We appreciate it.
That's awesome. And it makes a big difference. So definitely hit us up, keep sharing feedback, and we'll make year three even better.
Absolutely.
So I know we mentioned that students can kind of use SCORE as like a one-stop shop for building their college list and applying to colleges. What are some other things that students can do on SCORE other than apply?
Ooh, yeah, this is where it gets fun, right? Not that applying is fun, but like there's just so much that you can do. You know, SCORE, it's a, I guess the TLDR, you know, it's a robust college search and planning tool. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot sort of embedded in, you know, those few words. So like, if you allow me, Elena, to take you through, I guess, the journey of being a student on SCORE.
Take me through it.
So, you know, you create your account and, you know, you start probably, I think most students or most of us, when we create an account anywhere, we start at like a profile, right? We go to the profile and we probably provided some of that information when we created the account, but that seems like the place to start. And I think SCORE is no different. You know, the profile, it helps students keep track of their activities, their achievements, test scores, all these really, really important details about their high school experience that they can start storing in there from whenever, freshman year, create this really awesome, almost like a diary of their high school experience. That information is great. Not only does it help it pre-populate applications if they apply with SCORE, but with a single click, you can also just generate a resume of that profile. Ooh. And everything you added, and just like poof, get a resume that you can use for whatever you need a resume for. So you have that information there, it's preserved, it's quickly formatted into resume. It's really, really functional. So mm-hmm. In addition to just those personal details on the profile, you can also save like preferences for colleges. So, you know, preferences are things like location, academic, like majors that you're interested in, extracurriculars you want, things like that. You can save these on your profile, which then helps us as SCORE recommend colleges that might be a really good fit to you and mm-hmm. recommend these matches so you can start to follow them and engage with them. I should also mention, included in preferences are career interests, which can be discovered after taking a career assessment in SCORE. So you can find career interests and see colleges who have programs that support those potential careers, as well as information about the careers themselves, which is really great. So no, you've add a lot of information to your profile. You have preferences for, you know, your college search, and you're starting to be like introduced to all of these colleges. And we have a lot of different ways to learn about and engage with the colleges. Of course, there are college profiles, which are updated with not only the most recently available like public data, but also information from colleges directly who will reach out to us and request profile updates. So you know what you're seeing on SCORE is really up to date, and oftentimes more up to date than information that's publicly available elsewhere. So you have that sort of basic, you know, college profile information, but you can also see posts from the college, you know, which detail a lot of like what you can expect with student life at that school. You can even sign up for events like a virtual visit, different info sessions, things like that. So a lot of different ways to learn about and engage with colleges once you provide all that profile information, which is really great. So, you know, you're engaging with these colleges, you're learning more about them. The ones you like, you add to your list. You follow them is the terminology we have in SCORE. So once you follow these colleges, it adds them to this list in a part of the app called My Colleges. And that's where you can keep track of not only schools you're interested in, but the schools that you're applying to or have already applied to. So this is, you know, especially helpful if your school uses SCORE, because it's an indication to counselors to send documents when you submit your application. But even if your high school isn't using SCORE, it's a great place to just keep a list for yourself. And it's not just right. It's not just schools that have applications via SCORE that you can apply to via SCORE. It's any college out there. And you can just sort of keep this list of schools I'm interested in, schools I plan to apply to, schools I've already applied to, and really keep things organized and keep individual details about each of those colleges. It's a really great college list. I think, you know, that, and then of course there's the application, but we've talked about that, and this is about other things on SCORE. So I think probably the last thing that I will touch on is that when SCORE was created, you know, one of the goals, I remember, you know, during my interview process, when I joined SCORE in like 2019, one of the things that I was told by our co-founders, Kevin and Jerry, is that, you know, a goal was to create connections, meaningful connections between the entire sort of everyone involved in the college admission space, and sort of, you know, eliminate a lot of the frictions that existed in the admissions puzzle. And, you know, as a result, I think there are so many opportunities within SCORE for meaningful interactions with those stakeholders. So we've already talked quite a bit about working with counselors, right? But there's also a SCORE parent app, and parents can suggest colleges to their students, send DMs within SCORE. And then besides that, students can actually engage directly with colleges who send them messages once the student follows that college. And the college can send them messages based on their interests, their academic focus, class year, other things like that. So it's just a really, you know, I think there's still work to do. You know, I think there's the goal still in front of us. But I think what we've already done so far to sort of work towards that mission is really, really exciting. Just in the 4 years that I've been here, it's amazing to see the progress we've made. And I feel like I've said this a few times, but I'm just excited to see where we go from here.
Me too. Honestly, I've been at SCORE for 3 years, and I've just seen so many exciting changes. Even Apply, you know, it didn't exist 2 years ago or a year ago. Now it's here. So I really think that at SCORE, we really try to push towards that mission of expanding college access and improving collegiate outcomes. So I think applying with SCORE is just another way to do that.
Yeah, really. It's in a lot of ways, it feels like, I wouldn't say the culmination of like what we've been doing here, because we're far from finished. I think we have so many cool opportunities in front of us, but it's a really amazing way of sort of bringing things full circle when it comes to like the admissions process, right? We had the search and discovery tools. We had the collaboration tools with parents and counselors. And now we can sort of close the loop is a term we used a lot.
Yeah.
On our side, you know, close the loop with in enabling applications. So it's really cool. It's very full circle, very gratifying in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Oh, go score.
I rambled on for like minutes, but you summed it up. Go score.
Go score. So, Shoham, before we wrap up, do you have any tips for application season for any rising seniors listening?
Yeah, I mean, first off, apply with score, right? I think that's probably the first tip. Best tip, apply with score. Another one that I think, you know, and I'm not an admissions expert, but I think one that folks have probably heard quite a bit is start working on those apps early. You know, applications open for most universities by August 1st, mm-hmm. and deadlines start rolling around. The majority, like, they start up in October. So it can really sneak up on you. Don't wait, you know, until the last second to apply, because, you know, you just never know if there's an additional requirement that you didn't account for or anything like that. Just apply early, especially if you can start working on some of those applications before the craziness of senior year begins. It's really great. So applying early, I think, is a great tip.
Yeah.
And I guess sort of related to that. So, you know, if you apply early, you've afforded yourself some time, and maybe one of the best things you can do at that time is make each app you work on truly unique. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it can be tempting at times to copy and paste, or to overly copy and paste. Of course, there are some parts of the application where it makes sense to reuse elements, but there are some sections where, you know, you don't necessarily want to do that, because when you copy and paste too much, especially things like essays, right? It can get in the way of telling, like, your applicant story, a cohesive story. Most colleges these days, they follow something, they employ something called like holistic admissions, which means they're not just looking at your test scores, they're not just looking at your GPA, they're looking at you as a whole applicant. So you want to make sure that your application takes advantage of that. You know, essays and short answers we talked about, but use that space to talk about, you know, say maybe the start of high school wasn't that great for you. I know my freshman year was rough in high school. Use any space available for you to talk about positive trends. You know, if you didn't start out well freshman year, but each year your GPA got better, call that out, because that means more than any number possibly could. Or like rigors, maybe you don't have a perfect GPA, but you took the hardest courses at your high school and you challenged yourself, that's important, because that speaks to your character. So highlight these things, really take note of the quality of your application, and don't let that slide. I think one of the recommendations, be really mindful of who you request recommendations from, you know, really pick teachers, coaches, whoever, who know you well, who have seen you do great things and again, can speak to that. All these things are really important in the admissions game. So think about that. Think about what paints the best picture of you to the college, and mm-hmm. pursue that with your application.
100%. I like that you said, you know, your application is a story. It's not just numbers, and you want the person who's reading it to piece it together. With your application, you get a chance to connect those dots, especially if you have a specific story that you want to tell about your test scores, about your GPA, or just about your high school experience as a whole. Your application is your chance to do that. So I totally agree with you. Start your applications early, and you don't even have to apply early, or, you know, early action or early decision. You could be applying regular decision in January, but get started as soon as possible. That way you have the time to make your applications unique, like you said.
Yeah. And I loved a phrase you just used, right? Connect the dots. That's so important, because I haven't worked in an admissions office, but I know people who have. We have some awesome people at SCORE who have. And I know from mm-hmm. them just how many applications they read every year. And it's a lot. And you know, you don't want to make them do too much guesswork. tell them exactly who you are, connect those dots, be clear, you know, that they're reading a lot, they're seeing a lot. And I know so many of them want to accept everyone they see, but it's just not possible at times. So do the work of connecting the dots for them and presenting yourself in the best, most unique, accurate light possible.
I love that. I hope anyone who's listening takes this advice to heart, because this is really great advice, Jerome. And I think that with these tips, and also with the tips for how you can use SCORE to help you throughout the whole process, even through applying, I think students are guaranteed to have a really great school year.
Yeah, I hope so. That will be awesome. And again, we'd love to hear from you. If the things that we're saying here or the things that we're doing in the app are helping you, or if they're not, you know, we want to know.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the description of this episode, we'll include links to our Instagram, our blog. You can always reach out with feedback, and we'd love to hear it and know that someone at SCORE is listening to that feedback. Thank you so much, Jerome. This is really great advice, and happy application season to everyone celebrating.
Yeah, Elena, thank you for having me here, and happy application season.
Thanks, Jerome. Bye.
Bye.